Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with singer-songwriter Alexa Wildish. Alexa comes by way of Oregon, spent several years in Boulder, Colorado, and now lives in Nashville. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You have a new self-titled EP that just came out. Talk to me about the creation of this EP.
Yeah, well, it honestly took me a few years to finish, as I think most artists take a while to put things together. But it was really an opportunity for me to work with some of my favorite musicians. And that was really exciting to me to have a band playing with me and imagining my songs. So I went to Nashville to record it. And I did it at the studio Goosehead Palace with Dan Nobler, who owns that studio, and Russell Durham, who's a friend of mine who lives in many different places, but spends a lot of time in Nashville as well. And yeah, they were able to put together the best team that I could possibly imagine. I got Ruth Moody from the Waylon Jennies to sing backup vocals for me, and she's a dear friend of mine now. I love her. And Jordan Tice from Hocktail, who plays guitar on the record. Jason Berger, who plays drums, and he played with Big Thief and so many other amazing musicians. The list goes on. Everybody that's worked on the record is now really a friend of mine, and that also feels really good to have made these beautiful connections through making this music together. It took me several years to have the confidence to do this, but right before I did this, I had this amazing opportunity come to me, and I was like, you know what? Like, I need to raise some money to do this. So I reached out to my communities in all over the many places that I've lived, and I raised the money to make this happen with the help of Indiegogo. And to be honest, I feel like that moment in my life was just a real reminder that this is something that I need to do, because I felt so much deep support even before making this record. People were like, oh, I remember you from this stage in your life and this stage, and I remember your voice from this. And I just was so deeply moved by the community that I have. And I can't thank these people enough for believing in me, because I was like, I needed that push, you know? It was awful.
Yeah, I feel like every artist goes through this thought process in your own mind where you're like, ah, is this good enough? Are people going to like this? And you can, you know, kind of go down a rabbit hole. But it's so nice when you have that support and people telling you, like, you have something really great here. And here, we're even going to back it financially. So congratulations on getting that support and making it happen. It's a beautiful EP. And we're going to hear several songs off of this EP, starting with Weightless. There's like this really beautiful, deep bass line that kind of starts out this song. And to me, it was very grounding. So talk to me about your song, Weightless.
That's so amazing that your experience of the music is that it's grounding. It actually wasn't picked from pre-production. I came to my producers with a bunch of songs, and this was like something I wrote right before I went into pre-production. And I was like, how about this song? And it was initially not selected because it wasn't strong enough. And so I had to go deeper, deeper, and deeper into myself. The week before we went into the studio with all the musicians, I finished it. And I was like, okay, this is what I want to record. And then it became the concept for the entire record and the art piece. And it really molded everything together. But I love that you think it's grounding, because it's very personal. Obviously, all my songs are really deeply meant from a personal place. But it really touches into that feeling of being weightless and my desire always to like totally crush that weightless feeling and to just really ground as much as I possibly can. And I do everything I can to like not feel like I'm just going to pop off this planet and, you know, fly off somewhere. When you get to the chorus is really when you should drop in and feel that heaviness. And it's really about letting that weightless feeling go and just not trying to control it.
Let's take a listen to Weightless by Alexa Wildish.
Empty.
That was a brand new song called Weightless off a brand new EP from Alexa Wildish. This is Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I am talking with Alexa from Nashville via Zoom. Thanks again for being here with me.
Thank you.
I read on your bio you've been singing since you were 5 years old. I'm curious, when was the first time you remember feeling like, I want to do this professionally?
It's funny because I remember as a child, I was like 4 or 5, and I was sitting on a swing overlooking the California rolling hills and just singing constantly the musical Annie. And I was just like, I love this. I love singing. So my parents put me in voice lessons pretty young, either 4 or 5. And then I started classical voice lessons when I was 7. So I don't actually remember a time that I didn't sing or didn't know that this was what I was going to do. It definitely took a different path. As I got older, I was really wanting to, I didn't really know anything else besides musicals because that's what I grew up on. My family, my brothers played guitar and my mom and I always would sing together. So I grew up in a musical family and knew classic rock and a lot of these great musicians, but didn't think that that was something that I could do. I didn't know that I could write my own songs until I got into college. And it was when I was studying musical theater that I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I want to do something else. And sort of interesting to have made that decision now in hindsight. I'm like, wow, good job getting a degree in musical theater. It served me so well because my education at Elon really helped me to understand the importance of truth telling and really allowing myself to delve into whatever the character was saying. And my education at Elon was really stripped down. Their main point was honesty, like to really be as honest as possible. So as a songwriter, it has served me in really stripping it down. And I think that over the years, I realized that I was telling a bunch of lessons to my listeners that, oh, I learned these lessons. Look at these lessons. I'm here. Isn't it great? And I realized I wasn't telling how I got to that moment. So this record was really my challenge to myself to share the vulnerable parts, to share the parts that weren't as comfortable for me to share. So,
yeah. Let's talk about Magic Hours. This one to me is a little more country, a little more Americana and whimsical. Talk to me about the instrumentation on this song. Are those strings that I'm hearing?
Yes. Yes. So Russell Durham also arranged strings for most of the songs and blew me away. He's such a brilliant musician and I'm so proud of him on the work that he did on this. But yeah, I think this song in particular has such a special place in my heart and I want the audience to be able to decide what it's about for them, so I won't really go into what it's about. Oh, we have Pedal Steel on it, played by Phil Sturt.
Ooh, nice.
Which definitely brought in that more country vibe. And the initial writing of this song, it sort of has that introduction where I'm just playing over and over on the guitar this really simple riff. And that's very similar to the Eagles song, Tequila Sunrise. And I realized I grew up with that song deeply. Like my dad would play it constantly. And so I was like, dun, 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 that like little beginning riff.
Let's take a listen to Magic Hours by Alexa Wildish.
Magic hours held in your spell, you mapped my stars with colors surrounding us on a busy canvas. You painted over all the places I would not look and revealed your work.
That was a song called Magic Hours by Alexa Wildish. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Alexa from Nashville via Zoom, and we're talking about her new self-titled EP. We're going to hear a couple more songs, and I wanted to ask you, so did you perform on a cruise line?
Oh, gosh. You know, it was funny because right after college, I had done a few auditions for Broadway and, like, got really close to being on some national tours, but I felt in my soul, I was like, this isn't what I want to do, and I need something different. And at the end of my senior year, we auditioned for a bunch of different things, and the cruise line was like, I love you, I want you on this. And I was like, okay, it's a really good way to make a lot of money and save a lot. And I was 22 when I did it. I actually was really fortunate to get to be the lead singer on the World Cruise and the Grand Asian Cruise, so I got to go, like, to every continent.
Wow.
It was a year of traveling everywhere, like everywhere I could possibly imagine. We even cruised through Antarctica, which, by the way, I don't agree with now on a deep level. But as a 22-year-old, I was like, this is amazing. I get to see this place. And the cruise line industry treated me well, which I appreciated. But there's a lot that I could say about the things that I don't appreciate about it now. Knowing that a lot of my friends on the cruise ship were paid really poorly, especially some of the Indonesian and Filipino workers. There's a lot of issues with the cruise line industry. So I wouldn't go back to it now and do that. And also many reasons why now. But that being said, it was a very big gift to me. And I realized that the gift was amazing for me and I so appreciate it. And I also recognize that it's maybe not the best, or it's not the best thing.
Yeah. Well, I think you've really found your niche in music. And to me, this whole EP is so beautiful. And you're clearly a storyteller. I appreciate you sharing from a place that's honest, like you were saying, and pretty raw. And I would encourage our listeners to even go and find this EP by Alexa Wildish and check out some of the song lyrics, because they're very beautiful and very relatable. Talk to me about your song Refuge.
Yeah, I think this one might be the most vulnerable song that I've written. I mean, all of them have their vulnerability to it, but this one felt like it was really hard to sing. And sometimes it's hard to sing still. You know, after spending, you know, 2 or 3 years now with the song, it has a different place in my heart now, where I feel like when I first wrote it, it was very raw and fresh and maybe a little harder to sing. But now I feel like there's a lot more hope written into it than I even remember. I especially feel like there's an aspect of it being written to myself and being written to the parts of myself that feel really small or scared or hopeless. And the chorus that runs into, I'm here, I love you, and speaking to that part, it's like reminding myself that I'm really deeply connected to myself. And there's always something watching me and holding me and loving me. So when I get to that chorus now and I hear it, I'm very peaceful. But I think it was hard to write. I will say it. I had to go deep into that.
Yeah. For our KVNF listeners, let's listen to Refuge by Alexa Wildish.
Walking beside you, holding your hand, you voice all your thoughts, your manic desire to end, to kill off the you that's pretend. By crossing the border to buy your own gun, you aim to convince me this is the only way through. I'm here to listen to you. I'm here. I love you, and that's all I know. Won't try to fix you, push or persuade you, or change the way you feel. I'll be
That was Refuge, a song by Alexa Wildish off her brand new self-titled EP. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm talking with Alexa about her new EP, and you won the Songwriter Showcase at the annual Rocky Mountain Folks Festival in 2019. I'm guessing that you were supposed to play at Folks Fest 2020. Obviously, and very sadly, that's not happening, but you're slated to perform a full set on the main stage for Rocky Mountain Folks Fest in 2021. I'm curious, how are you moving through this wild world right now, releasing an EP and, you know, all in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, thanks for checking in on that. I imagine that it's very interesting for every artistic person on the planet right now trying to navigate how to move forward. There's some solidarity in that, I guess, that all of us are trying to figure out what the next step is. But one thing I will say about myself is that I've never known what I'm doing next. Even through this EP, it's always been a one step at a time situation and everything is just magically unfolded. I really do try to plan things in my life, but then it's sort of this funny thing where it never works out the way that I imagine. So I feel fortunate in that I've always had a playful, surrendered spirit in my life where I'm like, all right, well, whatever's meant to happen is meant to happen. These songs are going to reach who they need to reach. And I'm allowing myself to realize that every piece of art that I make is just putting out that little wave for someone eventually to listen to it and for them to tune into it. So I'd say I've done like 2 or 3 online shows, and I'm still getting used to that format, getting used to the sound, getting used to having no audience. I recently played one on the Planet Bluegrass Facebook page, which was so sweet. They allowed me to like present myself in that way, and there were some sound issues, but ultimately it was a good night because I got to play with my dear friend Ethan Ujevitz, who is an incredible bass player. He plays with Aoife O'Donovan and Milk Carton Kids and Sierra Hull. So he's just like fantastic. And yeah, I've been building relationships while in Nashville, slowly but surely and very safely, and definitely slowly. But yeah. I think they're deeper because we don't see many people. So I'm grounding into that. And I'm getting more imaginative. I'm realizing that, you know, most of the people that tune into my online shows probably couldn't see me very much. And now they can see me way more often because mm-hmm. I'm doing online shows. It takes away a little bit of the magic, I will say, but I'm learning how to bring magic into my art in new ways.
Yeah. Talk to me about your voice studio. Your website says, and I love this, take your singing from shower to stage.
That's some good copy right there. Thank you. Yeah, I've been teaching voice, I'd say, for about 10 years now. And this has pretty much been my primary source of income. I used to be nervous about putting too much time into one thing or the other because I was like, well, then I can't be a musician. But I've honestly noticed that they both simultaneously work well together, because when I go out and play, people are interested in learning how to do that and to open up their voices. And then my students have been some of the most incredible supporters of my career. It honestly blows my mind how much I can learn from teaching. I'm offering Zoom lessons now, as everybody is. And so when I moved to Nashville, my students stayed with me on Zoom. And so it's been a little bit of an adjustment, but it is so grounding for me to reconnect with these people every week. Check in. How are you doing? What's going on in your life? And they are very, very inspiring to me. And also, they just offer me so much wisdom. I love it. It's another passion of mine for sure.
Yeah, share with our listeners where they can find your music and more information on your voice studio.
Of course. So my website is alexawildish.com, and there's a little section that says voice studio, and you can peruse through that and find out testimonials and people that I've been working with. My Instagram is alexa.wildish.music. Facebook, same thing, Alexa Wildish. And I love emails from people. So if you hear me and you want to reach out to me, please do, because I love connecting. It's my favorite thing.
Alexa, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF. And it was really wonderful to connect with you. I do hope that you make it out to the Western Slope sometime when everything is open and safe.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and thank you for playing my songs. It's such an honor. I'm so glad that you got them, and it's nice to meet you.
You've been listening to Talk and Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talk and Music programs and for a direct link to Alexa Wildish's music. We'll go out on one more song off Alexa Wildish's brand new EP. This one's called The Well. Thank you for listening.
Almost jumped right in, stood there in my nakedness. I felt drenched in sin, but then I fell to my knees, cried into the well. Realized that I was good, my mind had made my hell. The water, look down at my reflection, staring back at me. I could see my past regrets, but they rippled like a dream. Now inside the mirror, clear as it can be, I see I'm pure and holy now, and I've always been. Myself drowning in my shame.